I thought I'd find you here. Grant Archer turned and saw Zareb Muzorewa stepping into the glass-steel bubble of Station Gold's observation blister. Hello, Zeb, Archer said softly. The transparent compartment was flooded with light from Jupiter. The planet was so large that it encompassed their view, a mammoth swath of gleaming colors spreading as far as their eyes could see, many hued clouds racing along in turbulent ribbons, a wide circular storm system spiraling far off to their right. Come to see it for yourself, have you? Muzorewa stood several centimeters taller than Archer, a broad-shouldered, muscular figure next to the compactly built station director. This is as close as I can get. Muzorewa nodded. We've been closer. And we've got the scars to prove it, Archer said, tapping his thigh. Muzorewa took in a deep breath. Well, you've done it. You've proved that they're intelligent. The data from the capsule shows that the Leviathans can communicate. I haven't done it, Archer said. I just helped to set things up so that they could do it. You'll get a Nobel out of this. Not me. Them. That brought a smile to Muzorewa's deeply black face. Archer smiled back at the scientist, both men basking in the glow from the giant planet. Well, Muzorewa said, at least you'll be named chairman of the IAA Governing Council. God forbid, Archer blurted, shaking his head. What would I want that for? Go back Earthside to sit at a desk and spend my life in conference rooms? No thanks. I'll stay right here. But everyone thinks, Zeb, I was never interested in the IAA position, no matter what others may have said. Why would I leave here, just when things are getting really interesting? Muzorewa fell silent for several moments. Then, his eyes on the swirling splendor of the giant world, he murmured, I wonder what they're seeing now at this moment. What are they doing right this instant?
The Kin.
More of them,
Deirdre repeated. Andy Corvus gaped at the screens of her console. Wordlessly, Dorn put the sensor views on his control console screens.
Look at that,
Jaeger breathed, drawing out each word. The screens were filled with Leviathans. The huge, massive creatures were surrounding Faraday, gliding up on all sides. Deirdre stared at them, feeling like a little child in the midst of fairy-tale giants. They were truly enormous, their immense bodies decked with rows of eyes that all seemed to be looking straight at her. Bright splashes of color flashed across their flanks, vivid blues and greens, hot reds and oranges, brilliant whites.
God Almighty,
Corvus whispered. Unbidden, the words of an old poem rang in Deirdre's mind. And we are here as on a darkling plain, where ignorant armies clash by night. As they stared at the Leviathans, they barely noticed that the vessel's shaking, jarring ride had smoothed. Faraday was still riding up and down, still shuddering. But the vibrations were much gentler now, almost pleasant.
There's dozens of them,
Jaeger said, his voice filled with awe.
More like 100, said Corvus, staring at the screens.
Look at the size of them.
Checking the data bars on her screens, Deirdre saw that even the smallest of the Leviathans was more than 10 times bigger than their vessel. They're talking to each other, she said, as the gigantic creatures flashed multicolored signals to each other. The images changed so rapidly that she could make no sense of them.
Maybe they're talking to us, said Corvus.
Jaeger shook his head.
How can we make sense out of it?
The computer will slow down the imagery, said Dorn. Perhaps enough for us to understand them.
Should we signal back to them? Deirdre asked.
Replay their images, Corvus said.
Show them that we're receiving their messages, even though we don't understand them.
Leviathan signed that it had brought the alien for the elders to see and explain, if they could. Its message flashed inward through the kin to the core where the elders dwelled. Leviathan saw that the alien was flashing too, repeating its own message, but much slower. Mimicry again. Is that all it can do? It's so weak, Leviathan thought. Weak and slow. Dozens of the kin gathered closer to Leviathan, flashing a myriad of questions. Where did the alien come from? Why is it attached to you? Is it feeding on you? Does it hurt? What does it want? Why is it here? Leviathan signaled back to them as much as it knew, but that merely raised the kin's curiosity. At last the elder's response came flashing through the kin to the periphery where Leviathan waited, with the alien still attached to it. The other members of the kin saw the message and made way for Leviathan to take the alien inward to the waiting elders.
We're a lot deeper than we ought to be, Jaeger said, pointing to the graphs on Dorne's screens. It showed that Faraday was nearly 1,400 kilometers below the ocean's surface. Well, this is where the Leviathans are, said Corvus, and we came here to contact them.
Should we detach the probe? Deirdre asked, leaving unsaid, so we can get away quickly if we have to.
Dorne flicked his eyes up and down the system status screens. We've trimmed out at neutral buoyancy for this depth. The compression support arms are handling the stresses, and all systems are functioning close to normal. So far, Jaeger muttered. So far, Dorne agreed.
What about life support? Deirdre asked.
No apparent problems, Dorne said, his eyes on the screens.
The curves on the life support displays were near their red lines. Before anyone could respond, he asked,
How do you feel?
Rotten,
Jaeger snapped. I'm okay, Corvus said quickly. Then he turned to Deirdre. Dee, what about you?
In the excitement of being surrounded by the Leviathans, Deirdre had forgotten the pain in her chest. It was still there, worse than ever. But I can deal with it, she told herself. With a brief little nod, she said, I'll be all right.
Very well, then, Dorne said. The question remains, should we detach the probe or not? Wait a sec, Jaeger protested. What about you, pal? How do you feel?
The cyborg hesitated, as if thinking over the question. Then,
stiff, sluggish. This pressure is degrading the performance of my prosthetics. But not enough for us to leave, Corvus prompted.
Dorne made a weary smile with the human side of his face.
No, Andy. It's not bad enough to force us to leave.
Corvus said, I've been thinking. If we detach from the beast, then we'll have to move on our own power. Jaeger said,
That's what the fusion propulsion system is for.
Yeah, but if we activate the fusion drive, we'll be squirting out hot steam.
Our friends out there might not like that.
Dorne nodded slowly.
They would not understand that we eject the steam to propel ourselves.
Would they think we're deliberately trying to hurt them? Deirdre wondered aloud. Suddenly, the bridge seemed to wrench sideways. All four of them lurched and grabbed for supports.
Doesn't matter now, Jaeger said, wedging his hands against the overhead once more. The big guy's towing us again.
The Elders. Through the herd of leviathans they moved,